let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
And we are waking up with our coffee together here in the studio. I am Sandy, and I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you are listening to Sports Radio 610. This is a call-in show, and we have experts come in every Saturday morning and answer your questions and your concerns about what you see outside of your window. That is what we're going to be talking about this morning, your lawn and landscaping and your gardens. What are we growing in those veggie gardens? It is great weather for that, perfect season for that. Now, I'm going to admit that I think I always say that fall is my favorite season, Anita, but you'll probably hear me say that in the spring too. So this is my favorite season.
Well, it's my favorite season now that I live in the South.
Yeah.
When I lived up north, spring was my favorite season.
Right, right.
But fall is fabulous down here. It really is.
And it's perfect for planting. And what does Mary call the fall for planting?
It's our second spring.
It is our second spring.
We still have a window of planting of about a month.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've learned so much from all of our Home Show Garden Pros about that process.
Yes.
Because we have a longer period of time if we plant anything now.
Yes.
I mean, trees, which, and citrus trees. You know, when I saw the citrus trees out there, I thought, well, wow, it really is the second spring.
It really is the second spring. It's time to plant. And I'm going to be planting a whole bunch of citrus in my garden this fall.
Oh,
I just don't want to take it away from our customers because we have a lot of it at the shop, and whatever is left in the next couple of weeks, I'll take and plant.
Right. Well, I saw you've got some beautiful ones out there too.
Yeah, we do. It's really great.
Really
great
nice
selection too.
Which is interesting because, you know, right after the freeze, the seasons after the freeze, seems like we had some stuff that we kind of had to pick through. But there's some beautiful trees and shrubs out there.
It is a better selection this fall than we get in the spring. So
okay.
Another good reason to buy in the fall.
Yeah. Well, and you have talked about why we encourage people to plant right now. It's because when they get those plants and trees in the ground, they have a longer period of time for the roots to establish?
Yes. The roots, according to John Ferguson, and I believe everything he says, they grow right through the winter. The roots keep growing.
Right.
Because our ground doesn't freeze. Mm-hmm. And when we had that horrible snowmageddon, that snow actually insulated the ground, and that's why a lot of plants actually survived that freeze.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Although I lost my citrus trees.
I lost a variegated pittosporum. But, you know, there were a lot of people who lost bottle brushes and a lot of people who did not. It just depended on how well established that plant was.
And in the same yard.
In the same yard, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was just amazing the things that survived. It just really makes you appreciate Mother Nature.
We have really been through the ringer here in in the Gulf Coast area. This year has been drought, and we're in a drought again.
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
But I did hear maybe this week we're going to get a little bit of rain midweek. So let's hope so.
Yeah, I hope it's not another one of those disappointing northers that blows through, a dry norther that blows through. Because we got very little rain from that north.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't even get wet under the trees at my house.
Oh, yeah, where it just spit on
you. Yes.
And that does nothing.
No. Yeah.
Yes. Well, establishing those roots now.
Yes.
And then when that severe summer heat comes, they're ready for it.
We're good to
go.
Know,
you don't have to spend as much water on them if you plant them in the summer. But, you know, we encourage you to plant any time of year. But take advantage of this now.
Yeah. There's some people just don't have the time to do it now. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the time to do it in the spring. And they have to do it in the summer.
Right.
But as long as you keep an eye on a plant that you've transplanted and make sure you take care of its needs, which will mostly be water, you'll be successful.
Right. And then planting, when you dig those holes, I know you all talk about putting in some of that fertilizer right away.
And dig a square hole.
And
break the roots up a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the second spring, which we really enjoy. So Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
north of I-10, out in Katy. You can find them off of Fort Bend
County Road.
County Road.
I think they're just calling it Fort Bend Road now.
Okay. All right. And next week is something really fun at Nelson's.
And you're going to be there.
And I'm going to be there. Yes. Yeah, we're there every year. We love to partake in your activities because it's beautiful. It's a fun evening. It gives me ideas.
It's always a lot of fun because people dress in their costumes.
Right.
It's a chance to wear your costume twice.
Right, right.
And that's fun, too.
Yeah. And, you know, some of us don't get to see the kids dressed up as much as we used to.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. Yes. And just it's a light evening. So Friday the 28th. Mm-hmm. So tell us about it.
It will start at 5:30 and end at 7:30. But we're not going to kick you out the door. And we'll have a TV set up for the Astros game because the Astros are playing that night.
Okay.
And we'll be serving chili.
Oh, yay. And I know your chili. Is it your chili?
No. My daughter-in-law Carrie's making all the chili.
Well, you make a mean chili.
Thank you.
Anyway, okay.
Thank you, yeah. And there'll be prizes, costumes, and we'll have the rare plant people will be there.
Ooh.
You will be there. Heirloom Soils will be there.
Great.
There'll be a bunch of people there that you can learn from.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So you can learn, you can shop, you can snack.
And you can listen to live music.
You can listen to music, you can watch the Astros. So
yes.
All in one, and outdoor in a beautiful setting.
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming most of our listeners have popped over there, but if you haven't, Nelson Nursery and Martyr Gardens is just a location you've got to go and visit. It's beautiful, easy to get to. And like I said earlier, this is Home Show Garden Pros. And if you're new to the show, it's a call-in show. And you can call in at 281-833-3333. It's an easy phone number, 281-833-3333. And this morning we have Anita here answering your questions and concerns that you may have out in your lawn and garden. But you have heard from John Ferguson out at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He was with us last week. And Plants for All Seasons, Sherry, and she's going to be with us next week. So we have this co-op of experts that come through and answer your questions. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And welcome to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens as our expert this morning, answering your calls and your questions and concerns. We are so enjoying this fall weather that finally has arrived here. And we were just talking about the second spring. This is a great opportunity to get out there and wander any of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Every one of them is beautiful, family owned, lots of history, lots of knowledge. And you don't just have to go to Nelson's and find Anita or Rolf, because you've got everyone there knows what's going on and can help you. And that's, I think, one of the big differences with the Home Show Garden Pros is that you all are family owned. You've got a lot of history and your team has been with you for a long time. So you're not just running into some teenager who's doing this, you know, once a week.
That's true. Almost all the Home Show Garden Pro nurseries have employees that they treat like family and have worked there for years and years and years.
Right. And they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so nice.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I walk into any of the locations, I get, you know.
They all know you, I bet.
No. They're like, can we help you? Or,
uh-huh.
And I'll have a question, of course, you know, because this is just a learning process. I bet you learn something frequently when you are out in your gardens and growing for us all.
Oh, yeah. And I learned from listening to the show, too.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. Because I know a lot about water gardening.
Yes.
But
that's right.
There's some gaps in my knowledge. So I listen to everybody because I think they're all interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of water gardening. Okay. Uh-huh. So you are the water gardening expert. Well, you and Nelson are soon water gardens.
Yes.
We won't take that away from Peter and Rolf.
No.
But so what time of, is there a time of year when you should start a water garden or any, can you start a water garden any time of year?
You can start a water garden any time of year.
Okay.
In the summer, I suggest putting a pop-up tent when you dig your water garden.
Why?
But other than, because of the heat,
just
the sun.
Just because of the heat. Okay.
But yeah, I guess in the cooler months would be a better time to start just for your own physical comfort.
Okay. Yeah.
But it can start anytime.
And if someone doesn't want to do it themselves...
Yeah, there, we can do it, or we can recommend someone that we've worked with for years and years who can do it for you.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And I've seen small water gardens, and I've seen larger ones. Mm-hmm. And you can start small, like the disappearing water fountains.
You
can start with that sort of sound in your backyard.
Yeah. And well, that's actually more considered a water feature.
A feature. But,
yeah.
But what
you can
I'm...
start that way.
Start that way.
Yeah.
And you kind of get hooked on that sound and you think, I wonder how a pond would do.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's always rolled around in our mind also. So that's always fun. But you've got a huge water garden out there.
We do.
With fish that kids can feed the fish and... you would guide them on which fish and how to feed them?
Yeah, we have a big koi pond, and there's one fish in particular that's figured out the system. And he's bigger than all the other ones.
Uh-oh.
And he knows to get up there, and he's ugly. He's all gray. He's not a pretty fish. He's got a lot of different names because everybody who visits him names him something.
Names him.
But he's a big gray fish, and you'll know immediately because he'll be the first one at the side of the edge to get fed.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we have got a caller in here. Jeff, good morning. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, good morning, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Good.
So I'm just curious if I'm the only one dealing with this. So I guess... a couple of weeks ago, maybe, that my bird feeders were loaded with birds. My hummingbird feeders were loaded with hummingbirds. And now it's like you flipped the switch and everybody's gone. I'm thinking, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with me. The hummingbirds, sometimes I have one that'll stick around all winter. But no, they're off to Central America. My cardinals have all, I used to have a lot of them, and they're not around right now. And the bird feeders are not emptying. And I really don't know why, but another a cardinal showed up just the other day. I don't know if they took off somewhere to do something and then they come back. I don't know.
That's
I mean, I had one the other day, and then a female showed up with him, and then. But I'm thinking, okay, I didn't do nothing wrong.
No,
I put some fresh food out there.
Yeah,
you know, and I didn't know if it was really friends of mine in Colorado. They tell me they still got hummingbirds on their feeders because it hadn't been real cold up there. And I was like, well, good. Maybe they're still on their way down here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know.
My cousin in Long Island a couple of weeks ago still had a hummingbird, too, at her house. So
a lingerer.
So,
but it's approaching the time when they're going to be heading south.
Yeah, because they need to get out of
here. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was just curious if I was the only one dealing with that because I was like, I got frustrated. I'm thinking, now, wait a minute now. I was enjoying y'all for a while, and then it just got quiet all of a sudden.
Right.
Yes. Well, you know, I think I'll call my buddy over at Wild Birds Unlimited and ask him. I know that the it's called. There's a certain bird that eats. The sissels, and they'll come pretty soon. They'll be coming in the late winter.
Do we have finches around this area?
We do. We do.
We do?
Yes.
I put out a finch feeder a while back ago, and I think that thing sat there for like 3 weeks without one little finch on there. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they're not around this part. I live in Magnolia, Tomball area, so I was like, well, maybe we don't have them down here.
No, we do. I used to have a lot of them. I don't see as many as I used to, but we do have finches here.
And then sometimes go ahead.
Where is Nelson's located?
We're located just off I-10 in Katy. You would exit off of, on the north side of I-10, off of Katy Fort Bend Road. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to come for our friends and family night on Friday? You'll have a great time.
Next Friday,
yeah,
28th.
Sandy will be there,
possible.
Too. Sandy's going to be there, too.
I got a friend of mine that has some koi in his backyard, I wanted to take him over there and show him them.
Oh, you should.
Show him all that y'all have.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. It's the place to go.
Yeah.
He would go crazy. I don't want to hold y'all. Real quick, I didn't know this, but this Asian restaurant I go to a lot, the really nice family there, I was in there. It was quiet. There was not a lot of customers that day. And the whole cook staff came out of the back of the restaurant, and they were watching koi on the TV, like you're watching a football game. And so I asked the guy, look, if you want to turn the TV, go ahead. Anyway, he said, no, we like to sit, I guess, Asian people. They like to sit and watch koi like we would sit in our backyard and watch birds or deer feed.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, that makes all the sense in the world because a coworker of mine does the same thing.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
I was like, I'll be dang. And they're beautiful fish.
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
You can feel, when you walk around at Nelson's, you can feel your blood pressure just go down.
I definitely need to come over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, ladies, well, God bless y'all. Thank you for your help on the birds. I feel a little bit better now.
All right. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
All right. Have a good weekend, Jeff. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. Want everybody to come into the nursery because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we've put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier of heirloom, non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM-1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
Greetings, gardeners. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can reach Anita this morning at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, 281-833-3333. And Anita, we have got Eric on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you have for Anita?
Well, I believe, looking for maybe a little confirmation some help. I think I have brown patch in my yard, but I'm somewhat of a new transplant to Houston. So I'm wondering what I can use to end the problem and regrow the grass.
Well, first of all, is it circular in nature, the patches?
Mostly, yes. It's not a perfect circle, but circular.
Okay, yeah. Good, because that's one of the indicators that it is brown patch. So, yeah. And it's easy to treat with MicroLife's brown patch. It's called brown patch to treat brown patch. But what it does is fertilize and at the same time introduce the fungus, the good fungus that will combat and drive out the bad fungus, which is what's causing that brown patch. At the same time, I also spray a little of the seaweed on or the ocean harvest, you know, a liquid, because that's faster acting for the fertilizer around the edges. So the plant will shrink by it all growing in. And depending on the size, I treated a huge patch. It was 10 feet wide. It took 3 months for it to grow back in. So it takes a little bit of patience as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he uses the liquid seaweed to spray, should he spray just the edges with the liquid seaweed or within the brown patch too?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure.
It's not going to feed the bad fungus.
So. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was asking, I guess. Yeah, I'm new at this. I'm just handing the calls over to our experts. So I use that MicroLife liquid seaweed, and I love it. I have learned that from the show for sure. It is magical, and it is faster acting. You can use it on any of your plants and garden. Right. So we're heavy here on let's start with organic as much as we can, and we love MicroLife products. So MicroLife brown patch. It's in a white bag with brown white writing.
Yes.
Did we lose Eric? Well, Eric, I hope you're still listening. So,
there is one thing I wanted to say about the seaweed. Uh-huh. Super seaweed doesn't have any nitrogen in it, but Ocean Harvest does. So if you have yellowing due to a lack of nitrogen, then use the liquid Ocean Harvest as a foliar feed.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. And you said it would take some time for him
It'll take some time for that brown. Because, you know, we've said it before, but St. Augustine is a vine.
Uh-huh.
So it'll take time for those vines to grow in, but eventually they'll cover it all up and it'll be okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious as to where he was transplanting from, you know, what kind of grass he came from.
Yeah, so, like Kentucky bluegrass, which I grew up on.
Right. Or, you know, where did he come from? But, well, welcome here to the South.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. And I'm sorry we lost you, Eric. If you've got another question, you, of course, are always free to call back. But this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-281-833. 33333, and we were just answering about brown patch, and you have a story about brown patch, don't
you? I had gone to the hardware store to pick up some hose connectors, and I'm at the counter, and I hear one of their employees explain to a man how to treat brown patch, and it was put this fungicide on, and then wait two weeks. But in the meantime, you can put on this fertilizer, but you cannot water it for another 2 days.
Oh, goodness.
And I mean, she was talking for 15 straight minutes of things to do. And this poor customer, I could tell, little birds were chirping around his head, and he was just super confused. And I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. But yeah, it's just so unbelievably complicated.
Right.
But if you go our way,
right,
it's not complicated, and it's safer.
Safer. Yes, it's much safer and it's enjoyable because what you're doing is you're learning what's going on. You're reading. I know Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, she used to tell me, Sandy, just read your plants. They're talking to you. And she's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, you learn to walk around and read what's going on.
Yes.
You know, curly leaves or brown spots or, you know, whatever it is.
Yes.
And then do the detective work. But as we hear so much on the show, is it starts with the soil.
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about, is, you know, we start with, let's fix whatever problem may be coming up at the soil level.
Yes, let's fix what's underneath and then take care of what's on top.
Right. Yeah. By trimming or just leaving it, you know, because if you fix the roots and the soil, or the soil from underneath, it's going to feed those roots. Yeah, that's a great story. I hear those advertisements for the regimens. Do this this week, and in 3 weeks, do this. And I'm like, okay, I can barely get this one done.
Right.
You know, so
I have enough regimens in my life. Right. I don't need a lawn one.
Right. So sometimes it's just wait and watch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, treat it from there. And we like to treat with, we start with organic,
We start organic.
Because that's going to definitely help us all in the end.
Well, you know, the only inorganic thing I use is wasp spray.
Oh, yeah.
But I have learned from our customers that Dawn dish detergent will take care of wasps. But The problem is I need something that will project killing a
Far
wasp.
Far enough, yes.
So I've next summer when they come out with those water guns, you know, I'm going to try that.
The super soaker.
That's right. Soakers and see if I can't kill off the wasps using Dawn dish detergent.
Oh my goodness. I can picture that now. And then the grandchildren are going to pick that up and they'll get their bath at the same time.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. You learn all sorts of things here.
You do.
And I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Playing in the dirt is not just for kids. You hear us talking about playing in the soil all the time here on Home Show Garden Pros. And healthy landscaping and gardens starts with healthy soils. Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils are premium quality and they are locally sourced. All very important if we want to grow in our gardens and our landscaping. Landscaper's Pride has topsoils that are perfect for patching and leveling those bumps and lumps that you might have in your lawn. They have black humus and compost peat, which are both 100% aged pine and composted and screened. Great for existing soils, amending those existing soils. If you've got some potting issues, you need to repot some of your plants. Potting soils and gardener's magic are what you want to choose from. It's an all-around great potting medium that provides nutrients for your plants, and then the gardener's magic is the best for raised beds, potted plants, or, again, amending your soils. For healthier, faster-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. Grab Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpro.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita with Sandy at the Home Show Garden Pros Radio Show. Call us at 281-833-3333. Sandy, do we have any calls?
We do not have anyone on the board right now. So you and I get to talk about native plants.
Okay.
You know what I learned yesterday when I was doing some reading for the show? In 2009, the Texas legislature said that the third week in October is going to be Texas Native Plant Week. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it before. And I love it because I know all of our Home Show Garden Pros are big on native plants. And there are lots of reasons that maybe we also want to touch on too.
Yes.
We're not just trying to sell plants. We're trying to sell the plants that are good for our area, that nurture our environments, which includes our little flying critters around. So it's Texas Native Plant Week, in addition to being our second spring. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to plant. So I know I reached out to our Home Show Garden Pros this week, and you all have a laundry list of native plants that people can come out and choose from at all of our locations.
Yes.
What's going on at Nelson's with native plants?
We have quite a few, but I wanted to mention my personal favorites.
Yay!
And that's the American Beauty Bush.
Yes.
That is one tough plant because
is.
I did not water at all this summer, as I've said before.
Mm-hmm.
So my American Beauty Bushes defoliated, and they've come back. Yeah. After that rain, they all came back. Now they're looking wilted again. Mm-hmm. But I know as soon as the rain comes, they'll be right back in business. Then my other favorite one is Turk's cap.
I love Turk's cap.
Turk's cap will really start to bloom in the fall just in time for the hummingbirds. And they love Turk's cap.
So. Yes. Yeah.
And both of those plants came with the property when I bought it.
Oh,
so they are
really?
Definitely native. And my other favorite native is yaupon, which people tend to think of as a weed, but I love it. I love multi-trunked, low-growing, like almost trees. It's an understory shrub tree.
Okay.
And the other reason I love it is because of the berries. Because in the spring, the berries, first of all, if we have the right kind of winter, the berries will ferment on the trees. And then when we get the robins come up and they come here in the spring, they'll eat those berries and they'll get drunk. And you'll see them just sitting on the ground and they're drunk.
Oh, my goodness. I think that they're injured almost.
No, they're not. I picked them up and put them back into the shrubbery.
Oh,
but the other thing that happens with yaupon berries is cedar waxwings come through on their migration. And they'll be all over the place in my yard. And every yaupon bush.
What time of year?
In the spring.
Come? Okay.
Late spring.
Okay.
Every yaupon berry will be bush will be stripped of every berry that we have.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's one of those are some of my favorites. What are your favorites, Sandy?
Well, I do love the Turk's cap. And I'm telling you, the American Beauty Bush, mine looked like sticks at one point.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, I'm just going to leave it until we kind of do a refresh. And then, poof, there it is.
Oh, you didn't mention the color of the berries on American.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a purpley.
The most exquisite color. So unnatural looking, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, but it adds color and texture.
Does.
It's not a flower. It's a berry.
And I would suggest to you, those of you who have it, go ahead and cut some stems and put them in a vase in your house. That little vase of berries will last for weeks. A beautiful fall display in your home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and also the purple cornflower.
Uh-huh.
That's nice to have because you can cut those off too, can't you? And put those in
And they're not just purple. Yeah.
I think there's a pink one too.
There's a red, pink, orange.
Yeah.
They're all different colors.
Yeah. So lots and lots. And I know Mary sent a list of them. She talked about the button bush.
Yeah.
And the fall aster. So just a whole laundry list of native plants.
Yes. And they're tough. Tough, tough, tough.
Tough. And that's why they call them native plants. Mm-hmm. They adapt better to our area. And they're really good for all of our flying critters who, need a place to be nurtured and fed. So it's something to think about. There's this group called Homegrown National Park. They have a website where you can, once you get to a certain percentage of native plants in your yard, you can log in and they track how many locations. I don't know if it's just in the South or not, but how we're growing our native plants.
Oh.
So I thought that was kind of fun. I'm like, well, that's interesting. I'd like to look into that. So anyway, it's something for you to think about. You don't have to strip everything out of your yard, but maybe when you have to replace something, think about planting native plants.
Yes. Yeah.
They're easier. They survive lots of things and they're great for our gardens and our environment. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk to Jeff.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is here. It's official. Hey, this is Sherry with Plants for All Seasons. The weather is starting to turn around. We have shorter days, and it's time to prepare your gardens for fall veggies and fall flowers. All the right veggies are stocked on the table and ready for you to plant. Plus, we have a huge selection of seeds. But most importantly, get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. Grab some of our freshly brewed compost tea. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. With the shorter days and the increased rainfall, be on the lookout for lawn fungus and make sure you treat it appropriately. If there's an area in your yard that always gets brown patch, let's compost top dress and hit it with some compost tea. This will help fight it off before it gets out of control. As soon as we cool off, our beloved pansies will start arriving. Make sure and plant them once we've cooled down so they won't stretch. Come visit us at Plants for All Seasons. We're easy to get to at 21328 Highway 249, just right off the feeder road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for listening, and good morning, Jeff. What do you have for Anita?
Well, good morning. You guys were talking a little while ago about controlling wasps with soapy water.
Yes.
The ideal way to do it is to use a pump sprayer and gently mist them. If you hit them with a stream, it's going to get them mad and they're going to fly at you. So you want to hit them with a gentle mist and just keep it going. And they think that's just a little misty rain, and they tend to stay right on their nest, and then they start dropping.
Interesting.
Thank you so yes. much.
So just give them a little steam bath.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. Oh, and it probably doesn't scare them as much as the heavy spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, even with the sprays, the real poison ones,
yeah,
they tend to put out a heavy stream and, you know, get them mad and they fly at you. And I've, you know, even though you're 40 feet away, they can still fly up and get you, and it's happened.
Yes.
And, well, and I...
So on my farm, I've been using the spray bottle for years, and it works perfect.
And do you spray the little, the nests at all, the little dauber nests with that?
Yeah, you basically, you have to have contact with the stuff to their skin, because it basically suffocates them. So the water, the soapy water ends up plugging up their little breathing holes on their body, and they suffocate. So it's not like a contact poison. It basically just suffocates them.
Okay. So any proportions of water to soap that you put in your mister bottle?
I don't know. I have a mister bottle, and I put a pretty good, decent squirt in there, maybe an eighth to a quarter of a cup.
Okay.
I mean, it's quite a bit, but it's not like super a lot.
Yeah, you haven't filled the bottle halfway. Just
no.
Okay.
No,
that makes sense.
You just squirt some in, and you know, pretty good deal. And you know, I think the more soap you have, the quicker it works. But don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if they're annoying, in an annoying place.
Yeah, I don't kill them out in the woods. I just near the house.
Right.
Yeah.
If they're
because they do a lot of good. They eat a lot of bad insects.
Yeah.
And yeah. They. I mean, I've seen them. You know, go after caterpillars and stuff like on my lettuce and.
Yes.
And they're great, but sometimes they get into places where you just can't be there because, you know, every time I walk by there, you're going to attack me.
Right. Or they're going to get in the house, or they're going to get the pet or the child, or the, yeah, exactly. Yep.
And in the spring, when the tent caterpillars get out there and do their thing. You just break open the tent and the wasp will go in there and take care of the, the caterpillars. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. Our little guard dog.
Yeah. So there are pluses and minuses to wasps.
Right. Oh, but thanks for that sort of soaking.
Yes, it Jeff. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, because I hate to use the chemicals because it ends up spraying back on you. And, you know,
it smells bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet.
All right. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Chris.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
And I'm training.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
What are you growing in your garden? We're going to need to talk about our herb and veggie garden at some point, Anita. Uh-huh. And this is Sandy, but I have got Anita, our expert for the weekend on Home Show Garden Pros, Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our expert this morning. And you have heard from Plants for All Seasons comes through and Sherry talks to you. Also, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. We've got John, who also comes to the studio and chats with us about everything green and growing in our backyard. And right now, Anita, we have got Chris on the line who's got a question for you. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I planted a couple of years ago a dwarf peach tree, and I never really expected it to get any peaches. And this summer I was mowing the backyard. I noticed some yellowing and went over to it and discovered I had 9 peaches the size of apricots on it. And I never thought I'd get peaches because it's so warm down here. And so now I'm calling to find out what do I do if I want to get more peaches.
What do I do if I'm successful? Good job. Okay. Well, let's find out from Anita. Anita, what can we do to nurture that tree some more?
Well, first of all, I have a dwarf peach, and it's survived this summer without any watering. So, yeah, they're tougher.
Wow.
Pretty tough. And I would just fertilize it with MicroLife fertilizer.
Okay.
And that's all. And I would soak the ground with some super seaweed. Well, or, you know, yeah, super seaweed. If you had yellowing leaves, I'd say use the Ocean Harvest. And you may also might want to fertilize again with the soil stimulator from Medina.
Okay.
This fall or in the spring?
We have still 6 weeks of growing time left. So I would do it now.
To give it a little boost.
Get those roots going.
Yeah, get the roots strong before the winter.
Yes. Because the more roots you have, the more top you have.
Oh. Thank you for clarifying that. That's cool. That's very visual.
Will the fruit get larger, or are they just going to be that apricot size?
I don't know what variety you have. So I would guess if they've turned.
I don't know either.
And I can't remember the name of the one. I did it on Danny's recommendation. I can't remember the name of it. But
the peach
if
tree?
It's turned yellow. They've turned yellow. They're going to stay that. The ones you have now are going to stay that size.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But it could be stunted because of our summer as well.
Okay. So that's why feeding it. Now, you hate it when I say feeding it. Anita does not.
I do not hate it. I just wanted to clarify that.
You need to fertilize it. MicroLife fertilizer. Now, is there a special MicroLife fertilizer that we should use on a
there
peach
is,
tree?
There is, yes. There's a fruit.
There's a fruit.
And vegetable one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you
I think
can,
it comes in a.
They have
blue bag.
Yeah,
it's the blue bag.
And they have smaller containers of those,
yeah,
too.
They
if
do.
You don't, you know, if you don't have an entire orchard, you can get a smaller container. But the super seaweed is magical. You'll hear me talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's really my go-to because I'm not the expert, and it seems to fix a lot of things. So
that's great. Thank you so much, ladies.
All righty. Well, enjoy those peaches. I love that surprise success that he had there. That is very fun. So a dwarf peach tree that he planted, and he really didn't expect the fruit. So that is pretty funny.
Sometime in the next hour, I'll remember the name of that dwarf peach tree.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you heard about my story in the late spring. I was kind of in the same situation Chris was, where I wasn't quite sure about my peach tree, actually, that I had Peter help me plant a peach and a plum tree. And all of a sudden, I look over there and I don't see what's going on the peach tree, but I see that my little puppy teddy bear is enjoying peaches from the peach tree because I've got some low foliage. So anyway, yes. We ended up having to cut some of those lower branches because he was harvesting too early. He was up on the tree, the front two paws, pulling peaches off of the tree. I was like, no. And of course, I mentioned it to the vet and she made me all panicked. And she said, oh, you need to bring him in to make sure he doesn't have a seed in his belly. I'm like, they are tiny right now.
Yeah.
So he was fine. There was nothing wrong. Yeah. But anyway, be careful about your pets. So I did get a little, one of those cheap little fences to put around it so my teddy bear wouldn't harvest too early. So if I could just teach him to harvest and bag them, that would be great. But anyway, and actually Charlie's going to be upset because he thinks teddy bear is his dog. So anyway, we won't tell him I said that. So anyway, I love the story about that peach tree and this, you know, we are talking about planting trees. This is a great time. I know Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Enchanted Forest and Plants for All Seasons and Nature's Way Garden Resource Center, they all have a great supply of fruit trees. Cause John last weekend was talking about how they had a new shipment coming
in. I heard him. Yes.
Yeah.
I was listening to him.
So if you're north, south, west, you've got great locations to go and choose from for planting those citrus trees. So I thank Chris for that fun call about the dwarf peaches. And what about plum trees? Anything special we should be doing with plum trees right now?
No. Treat them like every other fruit tree you would.
Okay. So you suggested to him to fertilize the dwarf peach tree. Should we do that with all of our trees? You know, our citrus and fruit trees, to get them ready for the winter that they're going to go into.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good task for this weekend.
You know, and I wouldn't suggest it if it wasn't for organic fertilizers.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, and
I would not do inorganic fertilizers.
Right. Uh-huh. And I guess that's where my feeding comes in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to make sure that folks know that we're, you know, that's our first go-to is organic.
Yes.
You know, sometimes there's going to be a time when we need other, but if you go with organic and you really work on that, it is going to give you production.
I mean, I tell that story of a friend of mine who has plumerias, and every spring she just pours straight super seaweed into the hole, just straight. And then plants the plumerias.
Okay. Can you cut off plumerias and replant them?
Yeah. They'll set out three new branches every place you cut them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And can you put them right in the soil or should you root them first?
You got to let the wound heal.
Okay. All
right. And you can even dust them with sulfur. I think it's sulfur. Just to keep bad funguses and bacteria is getting into that wound.
Okay.
But once it heals, you can stick them directly into the soil and they'll start to root out.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I need to work on my plumerias because I have not been successful with those and I don't know why.
Well, you have to be kind of brutal with them, I guess. There's a lot of nutrition stored in those stems.
Yeah. They're thick stems.
They're real thick. And you just starting in November, I'll probably stop watering them so that they'll start dropping all their leaves.
Okay. Mine have already started dropping leaves.
Okay. And then you just pull them up and put them in your garage.
Okay.
If it gets to 20 degrees and below, bring them inside.
Pull them up out of the soil?
Yeah. I store mine without any soil on them. And so does my friend.
Wow. Do you wrap them in anything?
No.
Or you just put them in your garage?
Put them in the garage. But when we had Snowmageddon and it got so cold, I took all my plumerias and brought them into my 40-degree house.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of in the 10-degree garage. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Tucked them in the bed.
Right. Tucked them in the bed. Yes, they'll survive the winter in a garage. My friend has so many plumerias that she rents a storage unit for them.
I have a friend who puts the pictures in. I tell her I am so jealous. She is doing such a great job. Kim, if Kim is out there, I love to see her plumerias.
Yes.
And you gave me one, and I haven't killed it yet, but there's something about plumerias I'm not doing.
Well, they like a lot of sunshine.
Okay, they're getting sunshine.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well.
My dogs have pulled up my plumerias.
No, mine are in a pot.
They've pulled the ones out of the pot.
Okay.
But
you've got big dogs that are like our height.
Yes, they got into big trouble for that.
Okay. All right. Well, we may talk about plumerias some more. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return with more tips after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens at 281-833-3333, and that is where she is right now for the next hour. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, and this is a co-op of Garden Pro experts who rotate through here every Saturday morning. And you've heard from Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. And you have heard from John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden and Resource Center. And they are just a plethora of great new information, tips, hints. We love to solve your mystery. So give her a call at 281-833-3333. And Anita, you have got Rolando on the line. Good morning, Rolando.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Well, I've got a problem with a Japanese yew that I've been planting, and they seem to die every time I plant them. And it's in the same spot. Of course, you know, we've got a lot of clay soil here. And these little white bugs are just swarming all over them. Well, actually, all my plants.
They're...
I'm wondering if you know...
Are they bugs or are they moths?
They're tiny.
Tiny.
They're tiny.
Sounds like whitefly.
White flies. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Anita. So what do we need to find out from Rolando? So he said that he's planting them in the same place. Is it sunny or is it shady?
Well, it's shady in the morning, and then when the sun comes over, it's sunny in the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah,
they should be fine, and as far as the sun is coming along. They're pretty tough. So the soil, is it really heavy clay?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we do when we have really heavy clay is add humates to it to start breaking up the clay. And when you plant it, you may be in a heavy clay soil. When you dig down with the shovel, you may be sealing the clay so you're making an actual water bucket.
Oh.
And the yew
That's
is...
What it looks-
Yeah. So what I might do is break up that soil as much as you can and work in gravel into the soil as well as humates plus so that you start getting air pockets that the gravel's going to form.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and get a coarse gravel, not a round gravel.
Yeah, nothing
like,
smooth.
Decomposed granite.
What do you think about expanded shale?
Expanded shale you can do, but it's expensive. So if it's a small area, go expanded shale. If it's a big area, go decomposed granite because it's less expensive. That's all. And, yeah, get some rocks into that bed, get some humates into that bed, and get compost into that bed. And then as far as whitefly go, that's a sign that this tree is stressed, so it's attracting insects. And worm castings, if you if you plant, use worm castings, just put it on the soil. It gets into the tissues of the plants, and it repels the whitefly. I've been using it for 20 years, because when you grow plants in containers, you're stressing them right away. Because
Yeah.
And so I always dust all my plantings with a worm casting to keep the whitefly away, and it works.
Okay, I've been wondering, because I've got a large flower bed, and the plant that I planted on the right side is working great. It's growing great. But this little one that I planted on the left is just always dying.
That's interesting, yeah. So he should work on the soil with these recommendations. Uh-huh. You said the clay, the Humates Plus, which is in a white bag with purple writing.
Yes.
I know Humates. I use it because I've got
Me
lots
too.
Of clay too. Compost.
Yes.
A good compost. We love leaf mold compost from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And you can find that at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. And then the rock.
Yeah. Decomposed granite or expanded shale. And the other thing is, dig a ugly hole.
Oh.
A big, ugly hole.
Yeah. Meaning don't have nice smooth sides. That actually makes the clay into a bucket.
Yeah. Now, does he need to treat this soil area and leave it for a while, or can he just treat it like this and then plant?
I would plant right away, yeah.
Okay.
Because the roots themselves will start breaking up that clay, aided by the gravel and the
compost,
humates plus and the compost. Uh-huh.
Okay. Good.
And you think the worm castings would help?
Yeah, and you know, worms casting, it's actually a fertilizer. So you're doing two things at one time, so why not? And it's not expensive.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that. Thanks very much. We all learned something this morning. Thanks, Anita.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great information. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I have got the pleasure of having Anita Nelson here with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I love having her here in the morning. I love all of our Home Show Garden Pros, but you all bring something unique, but you also all bring something the same, you know, and that's what's so fun about this show. You can reach Anita at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.